Modern talking, or how AI is helping me jump ahead of myself. The Beowulf computer cluster has been on my to-do for multiple decades now. I assumed I'd never have time to get to it. Recently, I began work on queue processing in my visual programming language, the thing that makes me so busy, and with no more than 30 seconds to myself, I quickly prompted the AI for a Beowulf cluster in JavaScript. I chose JavaScript because it is a simplified C family language. AI-aided languages with AI-based memory management are sure to be even simpler come future. And just like that, the AI gave me an HTTP master server and workers, deciding that the master will distribute the task, the opposite of how my queues work. I asked about master re-election in an unreliable network, and it clearly listed re-election strategies. In under a minute, which is crazy, I took care of a really old to-do that I would never have time for. The result of having the opportunity to look into the Beowulf cluster and being shown how they are just a few lines of code, really, is me looking for integration strategies now in my visual programming language. I already have local network queue processing, but I want the backing of an older approach with a Wikipedia article. I want to have a Beowulf cluster project in my visual programming templates, and an article with multiple strategies for all kinds of variations. None of this would be possible without an AI assistant who speaks in my language of choice. But this is about simplicity, actually, not just my programming style. When I ask for JavaScript examples of common problems, I get 99.9% accurate results. But when I stray, asking for code that usually lives in other languages, maybe a line will be missing. But it is always easy to fix. The Beowulf cluster question strained the AI. The Beowulf cluster is pretty much an idea. It's not a program, it's not even a protocol. But with minor encouragement, I got a 75% working sample that would need less than an hour of code to get up and running. AI has this weird thing about reducing complex things into really simple code that just makes you want to program like crazy. I'm not able to explain it. I hope you take the time to try it out. When I add in JavaScript, I actually expect the AI to go into a translate mode of thinking, which is what LLMs are really good at. I previously tested translation of computer programs into declarative XML with extremely good success. I had excellent results with large language models frighteningly understanding not only translating into an event emitter, but an agent based on one. Do not be scared by event emitter and agent. These two concepts are actually programmed for people who don't work with complex code. Let me show you what it sounds like. Event emitters have an on and emit action. So you can say on hello, say meow, and then just state emit hello, and the event emitter will output meow. This is so simple that it should be very common to find user interface programs that just wrap event emitters. But you can go one step higher and create an agent based on an event emitter. An agent has an onInput and onUpgrade, where data emitted into the input is processed by the code sent in via earlier upgrade. So an agent just gets a piece of code and then waits for data to be sent in to send that data through that code. In real life, an agent would have a proper name and already come with some code. An upgrade is meant for upgrading running programs. But this is only done not to scare programmers, and is not actually needed. You can ask AI to create an event emitter-based agent framework, where upgrade is just a way to initialize agents with their initial code. Be it an event emitter or an agent based on one, this is very clear, very simple, and extremely powerful. Simple and clear is good for coders and AI. I don't think AI follows the flow as I explained it above. It's likely just paying attention to the words, input, and process. But as AI gets faster and smarter, it will be able to follow it. The clearer the code and the simpler the language, the finer the AI contributions in the future of your program. Finally, simplicity and clarity throughout your programs really adds up in the end. It helps you read code faster. It helps the AI be more accurate. It helps you with back-of-envelope flow control and architectures, and it helps AI to dream out clearer starter code. The AI has actually allowed me to jump over myself multiple times. As I tune and refine my visual programming language, JavaScript is already too complex. Any code I write in JavaScript today will be either unnecessary or replaced. In fact, I already made the wrong assumption that I should replace JavaScript with Gherkin, which can be thought of as structured English or a subset of English so that programs can parse it better. See, the units of visual programming must actually be plain English, just a description of code, so that AI not only generates it, but regenerates it as it gets better. AI allows me to go all the way up into English. Even free AI is perfectly capable of generating a list of commonly used visual programming blocks or functional programming functions, and then based on that list, it will generate event emitter-based agents, and with proper tests, and even a README file. That is unbelievable. I just drop in that code in my visual programming language, and I have my library that the users can use to make their programs. Unbelievable. Not only my tests show almost no code hallucinations here, but in one test, the AI dropped into reusing other libraries in my code blocks, effectively wrapping RamdaJS and Lodash functions with an agent making all these functions part of an event emitter network. In a word, other library functions can be used raw to create drag and drop programs. Visual programming itself multiplies all this power. The lines that the user connects boxes with is all that is needed to create programs. And these programs go far beyond extracting and transforming data, which visual programming is usually associated with. Interacting with a tree of web components in a web page effectively creates a user interface development environment. And again, one that is very clear to understand and is likely not going to pose a challenge to even current AI, and certainly not the future AI, meaning that user interfaces will be generated with artificial intelligence. Again, the simpler the language, the more effective the AI. What an age to be living in.